Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into Indian startups lead global race in battery waste recycling. Daily Brief, 21st of July, 2026. Let's dig in. All right, three things grabbed me this morning. Paytm actually printing profit, Anthropic writing a $1.5 billion check to make a lawsuit go away, and ShareChat founders ditching social media to build robot dogs. We've got a lot to get through.
And the battery recycling story at the end is quietly the most important one for anyone thinking about the next decade of Indian manufacturing. Don't skip to the end, but don't forget it either.
Let's start with Paytm, because the numbers are genuinely striking. 220 crore profit, revenue up 28% to 2,448 crore. Mira, a year ago, people were writing Paytm's obituary.
And that's the story inside the story. The profit didn't just grow. It jumped 78.8% year on year. Q1 FY26 was 123 crore. Q1 FY27 is 220. That's not a blip. That's a structural shift in how they're running the business.
So what actually changed? Because revenue growing 28% is solid but not insane. The margin expansion is doing the heavy lifting here.
Exactly right. They shed the high-cost, low-margin lending business after the RBI action. What's left is payments, which has decent unit economics at scale, and financial services distribution, which is asset-light. When you strip out the noise, the core is actually healthy.
And the board is signaling something too, right? Because they could have done a buyback, rewarded shareholders, done the whole show.
They didn't. And that's the signal for every fintech founder listening. The board is saying sustainable margins matter more than cosmetic capital actions right now. In the current environment, a profitable P&L is your best fundraising deck and your best defense against regulatory scrutiny.
Okay, let's go to the AI story, because $1.5 billion is a number that stops you mid-scroll. Anthropic, copyright settlement, U.S. District Judge signed off on it this week.
And the judge actually rejected arguments that it was too small. That's the detail that matters. This isn't a nuisance settlement. A court looked at it and said this is fair compensation for large-scale use of copyrighted material in training data.
For someone building an AI product in India, what does this actually mean? We're not in the U.S. Our copyright law is different.
For now. But here's the thing. The moment you want to sell into enterprise, especially global enterprise, your training data provenance becomes a due diligence question. Investors are already asking it, and India's IT Act and copyright framework are going to catch up faster than people think.
So budget for compliance, not just compute. That's the line I keep hearing.
And it's not abstract. If you're training on scraped web data today and you raise a Series A tomorrow, your legal exposure is now quantifiable. $1.5 billion is the new reference point in that conversation.
Right. Now here's the connection I want to draw, because Paytm and Anthropic are telling the same underlying story, just in different sectors.
Say more.
Both of them took a massive regulatory or legal hit, stripped back to the defensible core, and came out leaner and more credible. Paytm cut the risky lending, Anthropic paid to clean up the training data question. The lesson for Indian builders is, the shortcuts that get you to scale faster are also the ones that blow up in year four.
That's exactly it. And Indian founders have historically underinvested in the boring defensive layer, compliance, data hygiene, supplier contracts. These two stories in the same morning brief should be a wake-up call.
All right, quick commerce. This auction bidding story is genuinely alarming if you're a consumer brand. What's happening here?
So Blinkit, Zepto, Swiggy, Instamart, they've moved from fixed listing fees to dynamic auction-style bidding for keyword placement and product visibility. You want to be the first result when someone searches Whole Wheat Atta at 11 p.m.? You're now bidding against every other Atta brand in real time.
Which means your cost of reaching a customer on quick commerce is no longer a line item you can plan in a quarterly budget.
It's volatile by design, and the platforms have massive leverage because the cart size data, the demand timing, the neighborhood level, purchase intent, all of that sits with them. Brands are essentially blind bidders.
So what does a mid-sized D2C brand actually do here? Because you can't just not be on Blinkit.
you build a measurement muscle first. Know your return on ad spend per platform, per SKU, per day part. Second, diversify your channel mix so you're not 90% dependent on one dark store network. And third, and this is the harder pill, price your product assuming your platform marketing cost is going to keep going up.
Now the ShareChat founder story, because this one genuinely surprised me. Ankush Sachdeva, Farid Hassan, they've launched something called General Autonomy, robot dogs and humanoids for factory automation, out of Bengaluru.
And they're not hobbyists. These are people who scaled ShareChat to hundreds of millions of users. The fact that they're moving into physical robotics hardware tells you something about where they think the next decade of value creation is.
Is India actually ready for this? Robot dogs on factory floors feels very Boston Dynamics, very US or China.
The manufacturing angle is what makes it credible. India's PLI scheme is pushing electronics, EV components, pharma manufacturing. All of these sectors need automation, and they can't afford to import Boston Dynamics at scale. An indigenous solution that's priced for Indian factory economics is a real gap.
All right, let's move through the rest quickly. Redcliffe Labs, 40 crore acquisition of Megavision Diagnostics in Pune.
Diagnostics consolidation is happening fast. Standalone pathology labs have thin margins and no pricing power. Redcliffe is building the scale to negotiate with insurance networks and corporate clients. If you're running an independent lab, you're either in the top five nationally in 3 years, or you're selling.
Transition VC, 1500 crore fund two for energy transition deep tech. That's a big number for climate in India.
Patient capital, large checks. If you're working on grid scale storage or materials science for clean energy, this is your fundraising window. The tailwind is real, and the check sizes are finally matching the CapEx reality of deep tech.
And the headline story, Metastable Materials out of Bengaluru, recovering lithium, cobalt, nickel, copper, aluminium from spent batteries and selling them as refined commodity metals.
This is the one I wanted to come back to. India's EV adoption is accelerating, which means the battery waste problem is a guaranteed wave. Metastable is positioning to own the reverse supply chain. You take in dead batteries, you sell out refined metals. The addressable market is $2 billion plus. And by 2028, battery recycling compliance is not going to be optional.
So first mover in that reverse supply chain owns the moat.
Moat and margin. The metals they're extracting, cobalt, lithium, these are globally priced commodities. You're not selling into the Indian market only, you're selling into the global battery materials supply chain.
That's actually a rare thing for an Indian deep tech startup, a global commodity exit built on local waste.
Exactly. And it connects back to the Transition VC fund we just mentioned, 1500 crore looking for exactly this kind of climate and material science bet. Metastable is the type of company that fund was built to back.
So if you're a builder sitting with one takeaway from today's brief, what is it?
The boring defensive work, compliance budget, data provenance, channel diversification is no longer optional overhead. Paytm survived because they cleaned house. Anthropic paid $1.5 billion to close a liability. The builders who win the next cycle are the ones who treat the defensive layer as a product requirement, not an afterthought. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.